broadcasting to Charlotte McCoy's broadcast event in Frisco, Texas during ACM Awards Show Week. One of our favorite guys, Dylan Carmichael, is with us. Man, we've seen you a couple times around this week.
Yep.
But every time we see you, it's so great because you can't help but be in a good mood. You always got a smile on your face.
Oh, man. Well, I'm living the dream, man. I'm getting to play music for a living. I can't complain. There's no reason not to smile.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. What's been your favorite thing to do this week? What you been up to?
Gosh, you know, it's all been kind of a whirlwind. You know, the party yesterday we had,
yeah,
you know, it was fun getting to see everybody and stuff. And that's honestly the only other thing I've done so far since I've been here. So,
okay.
You know?
And that party was really cool because we talked about it earlier today during my show about the fact that for me, that was like Mecca. That was a pilgrimage for me to go and be a part, see the Dallas Cowboys, you know, stuff there. And the fact that you were there, that has just enhanced it for me. You know, but we got a chance to hang out. Really excited about Drinking Problems. This has been your highest charting single so far. And it's still going for a few more weeks. Your top 30.
Yep.
How does this one feel compared to the last ones?
Oh man, you know it's I'm cool with this kind of you know, I've been doing it 8 years now. I'm cool with this, and I even thought about this before I had a record deal and everything. I would rather build a strong foundation that can't crumble than be shot to the top and then quickly back down. So I'm okay with this. I'm loving it. This song has connected with a lot of people, and everybody sings along at all the shows. I'm stoked about it, and I have no complaints. We're just going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, and you know what? Your label doesn't even know this yet. We're converting it to power tomorrow.
Shut up, awesome.
You got to top 30. Yeah. We're going to try to get you to top 20.
We didn't even tell your label that yet,
awesome.
Dude. Yeah, so we love the record. We love you guys. Sorry.
I love y'all.
Your record label standing behind you going, what?
We're freaking out right now. Yeah.
My phone actually just took a deep breath because we're getting, you know, your team is working so hard for you.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
and so we're getting lots and lots of phone calls, but what they need to know is how much we love you, how good a friend you are to us, and that all we want is your success.
And that feeling is mutual, buddy. Yeah, thank you.
We root for the guys that we love, and you're one of them, and so we're happy to help.
You,
so we wanted to surprise you with that. We didn't even tell the label. That's why we wanted to surprise you.
So gracious, and seriously, I will never forget this, guys. Thank you.
I do have a question for you, because I don't know if I've ever asked you about this. I'm going to go back a couple songs ago. Hot beer.
Yeah.
You know the drinking game Hot Beer? Can we talk about that?
Wait, this is ringing a bell.
I think I told you about this. I'm going to bring it up again. Okay, so like you're at a party. You have a can of beer in the middle. It's unopened, right?
Okay.
And what you do, it's called hot beer, right?
Okay.
You take a lighter and you light the bottom of the can.
Okay.
And it leaves soot on the bottom of the can, right? And you're like, okay, if you lose the game, you have to drink the hot beer, all right?
Okay.
But here's how it works. If I start it, here's the bottom of the can. I know there's soot under there, right?
Okay.
And the guy at the table to the left has never had to be able to play before.
Okay.
So you take your finger and you rub it, and you have the soot on your finger.
Okay.
The person to your left doesn't know, and it goes like this. It's a drinking game. So I'm going to go, okay, you have to copy what it is. So I'm going to go like this, all right? He doesn't know there's soot, and then he has to go like that to you and down. And by the time it comes all the way back around, he's got soot all over his face and doesn't know it.
That sounds like a horrible game. Absolutely horrible.
So was that created from that song, or was the song?
When I heard that song, like we used to do it in college,
you know,
a drinking game. Yeah, but hey, I had to share that
story. Rogers.
Well, anyway, I know that's quite the visual, and I know it's not going to transpose to radio, but maybe I'll do a video with it later, and I'll just go ahead and
I love it. That's right. We start
his
doing
name
that
is
the shows.
Dylan Going to Power Carmichael.
Yeah, yeah.
The song
awesome,
is Drinking
man.
Problems,
I can't
and we were so
it.
Glad to have you here.
Hey,
man.
Thanks for that, guys. Man, seriously, that's so awesome.
Well, always good to see you. Thank you for stopping by, Dylan.
Love y'all, man. Thank you.